racing.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive brisk pace, speed, and class ratings, free memberships, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
April 16th at Oaklawn, the $150,000 Northern Spur Stakes was won by Decorated Soldier, a three-year-old colt, a proud citizen. Breaking from the outside in a field of 10, Decorated Soldier raced four wide into both turns, put his head in front, went straightened out for home, then won by neck in the dead game fashion so typical of the progeny of Proud Citizen. He's won two of his three starts, finishing fourth in his debut at Monmouth last August after stumbling at the start. And broke his maiden in March in Florida by 7.5 lengths. Bred in Kentucky by Green Lantern Stables and trained by Todd Pletcher, he is a $120,000 graduate of the Fazy Tipton Kentucky July sales. Decorated Soldier joins a long list of superior runners by Proud Citizen, a list that includes an Eclipse Award winner, two winners of the Classic Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks, two Millionaires, and a solid 13% stakes horses. Proud Citizen stud fee is $7,500 live foal. You're going to look a long time to find better value in that price range. And then yesterday at Los Alamitos, a 4.5 furlong, 2-year-old maiden special $45,000 pot was won by Milton Freewater. That's a 2-year-old colt from the first crop by Creative Cause, who also stands at Airdrie Stud. And so Creative Cause's first winner is his first starter. Can't get any better than that. He's batting 1,000. He stands like a Proud Citizen at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
From the horse capital of the world, it's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the fence they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Material that went to play 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning, everyone, and we are here right next to Barn 28 in the HBPA office. That's the Horseman's Benevolent and Protective Association, in case anybody wondered what HBPA stood for. So we're in here being benevolent.
Good. And here comes Mr. Benevolence, who never returns a phone call, Michael Blowin.
Yeah. Anyway,
let me finish
this before he sits down.
Go ahead and sit.
Mike Cameron has got a tough old mare out here that he runs, that he trains, and everybody out here roots for her because she's so game, and she's so so wonderful. And anyway, she made her first start of the year yesterday, so he's gonna come on top of the hour. It's Mike Cameron, and give us a kind of progress report on Tell a Little Secret. Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicap of Sheet is going to give us the winner today of the Dixiana Elkhorn Street. Of course, that's Kentucky Handicap of Sheet is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. Great outfit. Happy Broadman over there. I knew his daddy that founded that. Michael Blowin has just arrived. I don't know if Dr. Brian Waldridge is going to show up until after the breeding season. Probably not, but he'll be here sooner or later.
Well, he's welcome whenever he comes.
He's welcome whenever you come. Doc, if you're listening, just drop on by. Jackie's got her announcement coming up sooner or later around here. They ran the Double Dog Dare Stakes yesterday. I've been looking for that race and finally found it because I want to talk about Double Dog Dare. That's a brilliant Double J filly that raced for Claiborne Farm. They're running the Bewitch today. Of course, Bewitch... did they run it today? They run into Bewitch. No, I guess they ran it yesterday, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, ran it yesterday. Well, anyway, we didn't talk about her. She's not here either.
They probably picked the winner of that race and give me enough time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, you didn't bet on a favorite. A favorite ran second.
No, I didn't bet on the Chatterbox yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
she had so much time off and everything. You know, she'd have to be
Yeah. Did she have the lead or anything? I didn't see the race.
Well, they kept her boxed in pretty good the whole race, and then and speed held.
Yeah.
25-1 shot held.
Yeah, ooh, I saw it paid 50-something dollars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not that's your kind of horse, but you bet them to play come in
well,
third.
I know, but I had that one tied into the double with the six in the next race, so I thought it was a really good shape. My six lost the next race by about a nose and a half.
Oh,
oh
my.
No.
You know, I was sitting there with my... I had excitement for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And yesterday was great at Keeneland. All the Hall of Fame jockeys were there.
I saw that. Yes. Yeah. I saw that on Facebook this morning.
I never rode a Hall of Fame jockey. Most of mine were Hall of Shame.
Now, now. Everybody tries.
Well, yeah, right. Well, I don't know about that either.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... And we're going to read a little Joe Palmer sometime during the show. And anyway, okay. Well, Michael's here, as I said. Michael went out to Keeneland, when was that? Monday, dark day out there. And they were having a meeting of a little book club out there. And they were reading Kentucky authors, and they wanted me to come out and say something about Joe Palmer. So I did. And I took some of these, and I charged them a little bit. I don't charge them as much as you do, but whatever that was is in there. I sold a few of them anyway.
Oh, this is great. Thanks, Ursel.
Yeah, that's...
very nice.
Now, don't put it in the machines. It goes to old friends.
Let's see. This is cash. Oh, no. Sorry. I got a little carried away there for a moment.
Yeah, well, that'll buy, I don't know, a couple of halters anyway.
Oh, thanks, Ursel. That's great.
All right. What's going on out your way?
Well, we had a great time. You know, we got this big award from the Kentucky Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders and the KTA a day before yesterday. It was really amazing. We had a big lunch at Keeneland.
Oh, that's the one where the Englehart Award is given. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
I've got all that stuff here. Where are you listed on here?
I don't know. It should be there someplace unless they've already eliminated me. Huh?
Did you get a check or anything? You want to
$10,000
and cash
$10,000. Not only that, the plaque itself, I can't lift hardly.
Is that right?
It weighs like 60 pounds.
You're kidding?
No.
Holy cow!
It says such nice things about me. I told Diane we're going to put it up above the bed at night, so every night before she goes to sleep, she reads wonderful things about her husband. What do you think? Even if she doesn't believe it, she'll be
disgusting.
Half asleep.
Well, they left you off here, but as long as you got the money, here you go. I was going to announce. I'm going to announce those sometime during the show.
Yeah.
Got everybody else on there. I don't know why they ignored you. Do you owe money or something?
Yeah, maybe.
They gave him money.
Yeah,
$10,000.
Yeah, $10,000. No, it was really, really nice. It was
It's a wonderful lunch. We were there 1 year. I saw a picture of Sarah and Ken Ramsey there. Did you speak to them?
Yeah, of course. Bill Parrish was there, and
he's
all
always
the past
there.
Leaders of the KTA, David Schweitzer.
Yeah.
And Fred Seitz and everybody. I mean, it was really, and it was a wonderful lunch. It was very nice. American Pharoah won all these awards, and Little Princess Emma. And it's really nice to be in that company, and I really appreciate
it. Yeah, we were there that time.
See, Arthur Hancock got the Hard Boot Breeders Award.
Arthur's speech about the hard boot. I wish I had it on tape.
Yeah.
He's good.
He was great.
They're having a thing down at the McConnell for you all again.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah. We're going to announce
that. When is that?
I wrote it down. It's in your announcements there if you want to look up real quick.
Yeah.
Arthur, it's going to be 2 hours this time.
Great.
So they call me over there.
Sunday, May 1st.
Yeah, at the McConnell Auction Center right there on Main Street, right across from Ken's, or basically.
No, down some.
Down a little bit further.
Yeah, on the you left go, going in.
Yeah, on the same.
You won't be able to miss it. That's where every car in Paris will be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get there early if you want a decent parking place.
Well, parking place is a problem. Well, you can walk. You can park over at Ken's and walk
there. Sure.
I mean, that's no big deal.
My gosh. A Tony Leonard Collection auction raises funds for old friends. $26,000, and you get a portion.
Give me that.
Fabulous.
My golly.
It's been a good couple of weeks.
Well, yeah. I'm telling you.
My little donation over there is so puny.
Just in time. You know, just in time.
That's great. You've had a big week.
Mm-hmm. And Wade's putting in roads, and we're getting the new waterers, and starting to get the fence going. And
ooh, good.
I'm telling you.
Good.
new barn construction should begin in a couple of weeks.
Excellent. That's
so
great.
It's
I've been waiting for the barn
exciting.
Go up, don't you?
I know. I want
I
to see
regularly
it.
Get up for winter. You know, it's
look what he brought you.
Oh, let's see. Names and pedigrees.
Look who wrote
oh,
it.
Yeah, another Joe Palmer. Oh, my God.
That's the only other one he wrote, isn't it?
Yes, I think I believe
think
it is.
It.
Oh, this is great. Oh,
I'm always
I don't have this.
What do you say, dear?
Thank you.
I know it's painful for you to do that, but thank you.
Where did you find? That's wonderful. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Somebody's
it's a nice book.
Really delved into this, too. Yeah. You know, I was reading about, you go to find him on the internet, you have to go to Joe H. Palmer. To find anything.
Yeah.
There's some later Joe Palmer who, I don't know what he, who, anything about him, but it's
not the Joe Palmer.
Not
we know
the
that.
Joe Palmer. Right.
Oh, great. This is wonderful. This was, I've got the follow-up book to this, but he didn't write that. But you know, anything he wrote was going good. That's a good picture of Swagger, didn't he? Used to.
Yeah. They changed the name of that road.
Well, just on one end
the
of
one
it.
End
yeah.
Of it. Yeah.
Grubby still lives on Swagger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He'd shoot. Well, here's a picture of Hindu. Well, it's a picture of a painting. Painting of a. Well, in 1880, well, they had cameras back then. Why the hell
sure.
take a picture of it?
Oh. He wouldn't sit still long.
Here's August
he
Belmont.
He wouldn't stand still long enough
yeah,
to get his picture taken.
My dad's former employer.
Who?
August Belmont the second.
August Belmont the second. My daddy used
old
to work.
Old Gussie, for him. He used to call him.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Dad was working for him in 1915, 1916, 1917, I believe it was. He left and they drafted him and sent him overseas for World War One.
That dispersal.
Right. But here's Hastings. Oh, my goodness. That's really good.
That's a photograph.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's really good. Well, this is fun. Yeah. Man, I can't wait to get home. I'm going to sign off now so I can go home and read
okay.
this.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Make a lot of people happy.
Got it out.
Yeah. Right.
We got a special fashion show this week.
Is this the one where you're in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Robbie Alvarado's the bartender.
Rick
Robbie Alvarado.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is this?
Think you can see over
the Merrick Inn.
They can see over
oh,
the bar.
Oh, you told us about that.
Yeah.
I thought that was already gone. No,
yeah,
then
well.
You had the inner circle party we weren't invited to. So
yeah, you're
now
the outer circle.
We're the outers.
Yeah.
And we get invited to the fashion show.
Yes.
We must need
Merrick Inn. Good drinking, good eating, a lot of fun.
Where you having it?
Merrick Inn.
Merrick
oh,
Inn.
Merrick Inn. Oh.
Oh, I love that place.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know where they got the name of that, don't you?
Yeah. Merrick was a fabulous thoroughbred.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah. We,
I surprised him there, huh, Russi?
oh, boy.
Well, last Saturday at Keenan, the $100,000 Giants Causeway Stakes was won by Exaggerated. 4-year-old filly, she's by Blame. Exaggerated sprinted to the lead immediately in the five and a half furlong grass test to take a clear lead. Went to quarter and 21 and 4. It'll open up on you. And she was never threatened thereafter. Exaggerated was bred in Virginia by Hart Farm, sold as a yearling at Saratoga for $250,000. She has won 5 of her 7 starts, among them the Oakley Stakes at Laurel last year, to be one of 10 2015 stakes horses by Blame. The list that including March, a March, winner of the Grade 2 Woody Stevens and Grade 3 Bayshore, and placed in the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby. Far From Over, winner of the Grade 3 Commonwealth Oaks, that's at Law. Stakes winner Red Start. Chide. Now, Chide placed in the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose, and also in the Grade 3 Dogwood. Don't Blame Me, placed in the Grade 3 Jimmy Durante. Quaver, Rachel Wall, both stakes placed at Monmouth Park. And Blame It on the Law. In 2016, Blame's yearling sold for an average of $139,140. And he stands for $25,000. Due when the foal stands and nurses. For more on Eclipse Award winner Blame and the other Claiborne Stallions, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
We always try to do business with people we trust, especially when it comes to insurance. When we moved to Bourbon County, friends recommended the Hopewell Company. And that was over 30 years ago. They've been taking care of our insurance ever since. Hopewell Company has extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables. They also cover our home, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, plus liability coverage. And they've been right there whenever we needed them. And I'll tell you what they did once. We wanted to check on supplemental medical insurance, and they don't sell that, but we called them, and they called somebody to find out just as a favor that what we had was, you know, fine. So they are there whenever you need them. Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. Work for us, not the insurance companies. They give us the best coverage and the most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurers. Contact the Hopewell Company. They'll provide you a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your present insurance. The Hopewell Company, founded in 1955 by Joe McLean, is at 820 South Main Street in Paris, 987-2347, or they've got a Lexington number, 254-2431. You get great service. They guarantee it.
Well, you know, nominations for Keeneland's September sales close on May 2. And I would suggest that if you want somebody that's been in the horse business and is established as one of the leading consigners, not only at Keeneland, but in the nation, that you give them a call. And that would be Indian Creek. I'll give you their number for them here pretty soon. And that's, of course, Shaq Parrish and Nicky Dryon out there at Indian Creek Farm. Gorgeous place, wonderful place. You need to go look at it. Just have some fun to look around. I'm sure they'll give you a tour. I'll give you the number so you can ask them anyway. But it's they sell at all the major auctions. And a lot of the top horses have raced all over the world. First saw the light of day right there at Indian Creek. They've raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. And here's their number and their website. It's Indian Creek. Telephone number is 859-987-7443. You can talk to Shaq or Nikki there. And the website is IndianCreekKY.com. Now, if you want to insure your purchases this year or any of your thoroughbred stock, I would suggest that you also call the Clay Ward Agency, which was founded back in 1931. And their success has been because of their hard work, their attention to detail, the great service, great product, and the thorough knowledge of the horse business. And those qualities are still carried on right today at the Clay Ward Agency. And what you need to call is Shaq Parrish or Bruce Isaacs or John Hess. And the number over there, it's in Paris, Kentucky, right on Main Street, is 859-987-1861. That's two outfits that you should know about if you're in the thoroughbred business, Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lele.
All righty. Well, they're running, three graded stakes today. Elkhorn Stakes is out at Keeneland, the Dixiana Elkhorn Stakes. Boy, if there's ever a farm had a right to be called sponsoring the Elkhorn Stakes, it's Dixiana, because it's right. You talk about right on the banks of it. It's Elkhorn Creek runs right through it. I'd like to have a nickel every time I took my BB gun down there and walked the Elkhorn Creek on Dixiana. I never caught any fish there, but I wasn't much of a fisherman.
What were you doing?
Trying to catch a fish with a BB gun.
No. Well, I was going to say, I just got sick. I wonder why I never caught it.
Now we know.
He needs a float.
I wasn't for him to jump up so I could shoot him.
That's it.
You used to go swimming down there a lot. Yeah, that down by the water gap before you get over to the Liebus's property over there. There was a nice swimming hole right there we used to go in. Jimmy Hutchins and me and whoever happened to be around, Lou Terrell from up at the Jot 'em Down store, we'd go over there and swim. A couple of ragamuffins.
Yep.
And it was fun. What do you mean, yep?
I've got a great imagination.
Okay, well, that's a Dixie. Well, yep, right. We weren't worrying much when we went.
yeah, boy.
what else? The Charlestown Classic today. It's a grade two stakes. over at Charlestown. It's drawn a field of 10. I guess that's about all they run on that on Charlestown, over Charlestown, because there's one horse on there also eligibles. And then
that's a three-turn race, I think.
It might be, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny. We used to run in a lot of those old distance races, you know,
forever.
The 2 miles, 2.25 miles, things like that. You'd catch the River Downs in a turfway, you know. And inevitably, the first time around, there'd be a bunch of people jumping down high. Yeah. Getting ready to cash their tickets.
Well, we had one horse that slowed up the first time.
Oh, I know, yeah. First time we ran him like that.
Yeah, he went, got to the finish line and went, okay.
Yeah, he thought that was
No.
Of course,
no.
He slowed up a lot. Anyway, that was his main speed. Slow. Anyway, the Great Lady Stakes is the feature at Los Alamitos. $200,000 race for 3-year-olds and up, going 6.5 furlongs. And so anyway, that is Los Alamitos. How big is that track out there? Is it a mile there now?
Yeah,
It is. I just wondered because they ran a 2-year-old race. They ran a 2-year-old race out there yesterday, and a Creative Cause won it. His first starter.
Nice.
From down at Brer Jones's, you know. First time starter. That was he was my Derby pick that year. He got beaten 2 noses in a Santa Anita handicap, and he ran 4th in the Derby. But
They got some nice horses at Caneland today.
Yeah,
they always do.
In the Elkhorn, I think it's a wide open race. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
Well, we'll find somebody.
Who do you like?
Well, there's a horse in here that nobody's going to bet, but naturally I'm attracted to those.
Yeah.
He's an Argentinian horse, and he'd been away since June, and he ran on March 19th in the Razorback at Oakland Park, and he just lost by a length and a half to Upstart.
Ah.
Up that huge layup, and so I think he needed that race, and he's coming into this pretty strong. He gets Paco Lopez to ride. And
what's the odds? Morning line.
12-1.
Oh, well, that's a good bet.
He might be worth it, but he's running against Kagan and Twilight Eclipse, and this horse up with the bird. Graham Motion's horse could be awfully, awfully tough in here. This poor horse been running against the iron, the Pizza Man and Mr. Speaker and Big Blue Kitten, and you know,
yeah,
been running against some
been
really,
to
really
the races,
nice
in other yeah. words, yeah,
raced all over, ran in the Japan Cup last year.
Oh my
year
gosh,
or a year before last, and then the Canadian Invitational and the Arlington Million.
They like to travel, don't they?
I guess.
Wow.
And John Velasquez gets him, so up with the birds might do pretty well today too. But anyway, that should be a good race. Mile and a half on the grass.
You're going to Keeneland rather than going to the betting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
So we heard you were sick. Are you better?
Yes.
Good.
I just had I couldn't move for like 3 days.
Jeez. Wow.
And you know, I'm sitting thinking to myself, here's the 2 best days last weekend in Keeneland, and I'm dying and I just can't move.
Wow.
If I could have crawled there, I would have.
Yeah. But, golly, that's awful.
It was nasty. But now it's better and
good. Yeah.
Good. And
I've never seen weeds this bad here, anywhere. I mean, farms that are near us that are perfect, you know, gorgeous fields of dandelions.
We're working on a project with the University of Kentucky School of Agriculture to redo all our paddocks.
Yeah.
And they did soil analysis of every single paddock.
Did they?
And they designed this seeding and fertilizing program.
Right.
And weed killing program.
Oh, nice.
For us. That's unbelievable. And so we've been planting grass and doing all kinds of
stuff. So 1 year you do grass. What do you do the next year? Nitrogen or something?
You asking me to think ahead a year?
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry.
Yay.
But then you...
I'll bring the book in. It's an unbelievable book. Huge, thick book with details on a breakdown of the soil and the grasses in every single paddock. It's an amazing project.
Yeah. Well, I regularly use an herbicide.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're downwind of a cattle farm, which means here comes all kind of weeds. And I haven't had real weeds in quite a while. And we woke up this spring and we've got weeds. I mean, it's just incredible. It's a very late spring and very dry.
Yeah, it's been really too dry. But
yeah, if you look at the sycamores, which need a lot of water, you can tell there are no leaves on the sycamores yet.
I found a mistake in the book.
Oh, the first thing. What is it?
Well, let them glow.
I know.
When you make a mistake, on the rare occasion that that might happen.
Oh, yes. The answer
does he get
yes.
that same glint in his eye?
Oh, yeah.
He's so excited about
yes.
it.
Well, now, Joe had it right. But whoever wrote this has got a picture of Himyar's grave. And, you know, speed springs eternal from his what?
What, ashes or something?
From his ashes. Yeah, anyway. And the cut line under it says, Himyar's gravestone at Dixiana. Well, he's not buried at Dixiana because Major Thomas sold him to Mr. Gardner for $2,500 late in his career, and he's buried down in their old place down in Nashville. That's where
Belmead.
Pardon?
Belmead.
This is Himyar, the sire of...
Yes.
Yeah. I forget what they call it down there, you know. But anyway, great sire. That sire line still goes, you know.
Wow.
Trace it back to Himyar. Traces back through Domino and Holy Bull, that line, Macho Uno, traces back through another son. I'm having a senior moment. I'll think of it in a minute.
Well, that's senior enough. That's 150 years ago. That's pretty senior.
Yeah, it's just like yesterday
to some of us.
Yeah.
but, oh, God, Ursel.
It's gonna
I hate it when that happens.
Are you going? Are you having tons of guests, Michael?
Yes. Yep. A lot of guests, a lot of visitors. It's been terrific. In fact, my friend Fred Kuroviak, who you met, who's the artist, he
yes.
came and painted a whole lot of our jockey statues. So now we have some jockey statues that go up the driveway with the Silks of Gulch and Sarava and Touch Gold and Silver Charm. And
wow.
Game on, dude.
Are they metal or are they cement ones?
Cement.
Cement. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's I like those the best.
Yeah.
I think they look.
Well, they're the cheapest, too.
Yes,
so.
Too.
Cement. Yeah, they're heavy, though.
Oh, no kidding. I thought I wasn't going to get home in the truck.
What a great
idea. I had nine of them in the back of the truck.
You ever see our racing colors?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
When did you see our racing colors?
I think you showed me a picture of them, or it was at your house.
I don't know. Well, there they are. You know who that is on that horse? That's Jamie Bruin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was Earl Sandy. My mistake.
Gotcha.
Lordy. Well, Sandy came back and rode a little bit later, you know. I mean, he got injured in the about 1925, went down on a horse and got hurt, and he didn't come back until he came back to ride Gallant Fox in the Derby, basically.
Well, this is Earl Sandy the Fourth.
Yeah, right.
You know, he used to train.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. After he got through. In fact, a couple of the first stakes winners that he took saddle were at Keeneland.
You know, your silks are very similar to Skipaway's.
They were scarlet and buff with a scarlet cap. Scarlet and buff stripes with a scarlet cap.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It looks
very
really
tasteful.
Good on our red truck. Now we got a blue truck, so we don't put them on.
Clashes.
Yes.
Can't have that.
All right, well, first defense aside, major stakes winners in every crop to race a full season. He's never missed. He began by signing Eclipse Award winner and two millionaires in his first crop, and the best is yet to come. The quality of mares sent to him over the past several seasons, remarkable. Grade one winners, grade one producers, this list reads like a who's who of racing. Now would be an opportune time to send a mare to first defense. And keep in mind that he's a grade one winner with a superb pedigree. He's by the highly successful Siren Bridal Song. He's out of the grade one winner Honest Lady, a daughter of Seattle Slough, and the grade one winner in Broodmare of the Year, Toussaint. Damn, a four grade one winners among them. The top sire, Empire Maker, of course, stands over here Gainesway now, Empire Maker, for a $100,000 fee. First defense stands for $7,500 live foal. They haven't raised his stud fee. He stands at Judmont Farm. And, of course, that's the home also of grade one winner Mizzen Mass. He's having a fine year with. He's got five 2016 stakes winners, three of them graded stakes winners. And, of course, he sired eight grade one winners and the winners of three Breeders' Cup races. Mizzen Mass stands for $12,500 live foal. So call Gary DeWalker, Aaron Fry. At 859-272-7629. Take a look at the website, judmont.com.
Down through the years, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have walked into a Sally van on the way to win the Derby or the Breeders' Cup. Oh, yep, to a Triple Crown. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. Sally vans are always in tip-top condition. Person behind the wheels, an experienced driver, an experienced horseman, and that is the winning combination. Folks at Sally Van wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why, for more than six decades, Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. So, give them a call, 859-255-9406. See the website at sallyvans.com and enjoy the ride.
Well, April 16th at Oaklawn, the $150,000 Instant Racing Stakes was won by Cash Back, a three-year-old filly by Congrats. Cashback is undefeated in four starts, the first three on grass and the Instant Racing Stakes on dirt. Bred by Bert Lane and Richard Klein and trained by Brad Cox, she won the Melodina Collars of Colors Stakes at Gulfstream in a previous start. That same day in Australia, Chimbora, a two-year-old colt by Congrats, ran second to Prize Icon, a two-year-old colt by More Than Ready, in the Grade One Champagne. Both Congrats and More Than Ready stand at Windstar Farm. Congrats is the sire of six 2016 stakes winners, three of them graded. Undefeated Polar River, winner of the Group 3 UAE Oaks and the UAE 1000 Guineas. Venue Valentine, winner of the Grade 2 Rachel Alexander at the Fairgrounds. Forever Darling, winner of the Grade 2 Santa Ynez Stakes at Santa Anita. Currently ranked six on the North American sire list. Congrats stands for $20,000 doing the full stands and nurses. Inquiries to Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, Caroline Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis.
All right, I thought about that other mail line that traces back to him, yard, and it was plotted.
Oh, plotted. Yeah, wow. Plotted.
So,
right, to make a note of that, you can write it on your hand for the test, so you have to be.
It's a good idea. Well, Belterra opens on the, next Friday, I guess, 29th?
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Purser's pretty good up there now.
Well, 29th, they're having Old Friends Day up there at opening day and going to give us a check.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Huh? The 29th, so, what is that a Friday?
Yeah.
I might have to write that down.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I need to get to
Belterra.
Riverdale.
I miss the old River Downs.
Yeah.
Boy, they,
well, the river's still the same.
What?
I thought they'd
Backside's a lot nicer.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Barns are really nice.
Okay, the 29th?
New barns?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's, well, I won't say it.
Yeah. Everybody's got to complain about something. That's all I can say.
How many
L's? I wasn't complaining. I was just
doing T-E-R-R, two R's.
2 hours for what?
2 R's.
I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Good. And that Sunday is author and author at the McConnell.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild weekend. And then the next weekend's that other race up in Louisville.
Yeah, that one that follows these races. Right. Woo.
That race they run after the Oaks.
The one they race after, it's the weekend after they open at Belterra.
Oh, okay, that's right. Got to keep up with that.
You going to the Derby?
No.
You're not going to go? Well, good.
I've never been.
Huh?
I've never been.
Oh.
Never been to a Derby?
No.
I haven't been in a long time.
I've been to Preaknesses and a bunch of Belmonts, but.
Yeah.
A bunch
it's
of Breeders' Cup.
Fun.
I'm going Breeders' Cup this year.
Where
out
is it?
Out in Santa Anita.
Oh.
Out in California.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. And then we're supposed to have a cold winter. You'll be out there in the sun. It'll be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
That's excellent.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've been to Santa Anita.
I'll tell you, there's two ways you need to do the Derby, two ways. Number one, you get to get one. You ought to go with a nice seat, you know, lean on somebody. And then the other way is go to the infield. I took Betsy to the infield once. We had a blast.
Yeah. I'm not going to an infield.
No.
For sure.
Well, see, our problem is that the day after the Derby is always our big homecoming event. So
yeah.
There's always stuff to do.
Yeah. We'll be there.
As long as they show it on TV,
I'm going to go Oaks Night. They're having a Lilies and Fillies event. It's a fundraiser. And,
right.
And I'm going to go to that. And on the Thursday before the Derby, of course, we have Ferdinand's Ball.
Yes.
I'm going to go to that. So I'm going to go to Louisville a bunch. I'm hoping to go to the backside and see some of the horses. And then
I think today is Thunder.
Yeah, it is. Thunder Over Louisville.
Thunder Over Louisville, where they have the jets and stuff.
All that stuff.
You want to, can you come on the show with the Derby for with me?
Yeah,
for a while?
Sure.
Okay, good. And we can handicap the damn thing.
There you go. We'll I'm get, ready now.
I like Nyquist.
We'll get Moody on and, you know.
Have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so exciting.
I know. It's great.
Really exciting.
I have to do my handicap and see the Notary Club. They're glutton for punishment down there. They want me to talk about the Derby.
Great.
I do it every year. I didn't last year because I had a death in the family, but previous 2 years I gave him the winners. Of course, anybody could have picked California Chrome, you know. Yeah. I mean, he stood out like a sore thumb, I thought. That was the easiest winner.
One of the things that we're going to be able to auction off at the Merrick Inn is a halter from California Chrome that was generously donated by TaylorMade. And I'd like to thank Duncan Taylor and everybody over there. I'll bet that fundraiser that they did for us was really something.
When's your Merrick Inn thing?
It's Wednesday or Thursday. I got to look.
Oh.
Is that the fashion show you were talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where all. When I come out on stage and all the women start to scream, like, oh, no. What is this?
The guy that found.
the guy that blow prints off the headlines.
Yeah. The guy that started Bob Murray. Was a good friend of mine that owned America, and he's the one that started it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to buy all our yearlings that were any good.
Well, it's really nice.
He was buying them in weanlings. I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't have to feed them too long, you know.
Always the pragmatist.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
He had two or three buddies, and they went in and sent them to Charlie Wise.
C.G. Wise Jr.
Down in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to send a horse to Charlie every now and then that belonged to me. I would buy a yearling out of the sale and send it down, and Charlie and I would split the profits on it. And we had a lot of fun. We made some money down there. I bought a Kentucky Pride colt and named him
Wildcat Country.
Wildcat Country. And
nice name.
I sold him to Tommy Hurd. Bought him for $3,500 and sold him to Tommy Hurd for, I think he gave me $15,000 for him. And the horse, this was back in the 60s.
Right, that's serious dough.
Yeah, he ended up winning $147,000.
Nice.
Yeah. But a good top allowance winner, you know, up in New State. All he ran was in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, they're trying to get a few racing dates at the Brockton Fair up in Massachusetts to try and keep racing breathing up there for a little while longer.
Really? Mm-hmm. What a shame.
We bred a horse win stakes up there down.
What was his name?
Elbow Grease.
Elbow Grease.
Yeah.
Do you remember Elbow Grease?
Yes,
he was hard work.
Yeah.
That's why we named him. That's why they named him Elbow Grease.
Yeah, we sold him when he was a yearling.
Yeah. Right. But he was a hard work.
Boy, he was ugly.
We don't hold that against some people we know.
I seen better heads on a mug of beer. I'm telling you, he was common.
Yeah.
But he could fly. I mean, he could run. Yeah.
You know who can really fly at the farm? Touch Gold. Man, oh, man. He gallops up to that fence like he's still running the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah.
Bam,
Ask Silver Charm about it.
I know. Silver Charm just looks at him disdainfully and said, okay, you had your day.
Beat him in the Belmont.
I'm in the Hall of Fame, 22.
22, holy cats.
Oh. He said, I am in the Hall of Fame. I won the Dubai World Cup, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness.
Gosh.
You know, so you won the Belmont. Congratulations. I love to listen to Chris McCarron talk about that race, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did Chris own up to riding a bad race?
In what, the Preakness?
Yeah, no, the Belmont.
No, he rode a great race. He's the one who beat Silver Charm.
Well, who was on Silver Charm at that?
Gary Stevens.
Gary Stevens. Mm-hmm. You ever ask him about it?
Oh, yeah, they both come to the farm and lie.
Oh.
It's fabulous to listen to. And they do it so convincingly. It's fabulous. I said, I'm glad I'm not a steward.
Oh,
you know, I can believe anything you guys say. anything you say. We have this great poster now available in the quality gift shop at Old Friends, located conveniently at 1841 Paynes Depot Road in Georgetown. Just stop on by and look at our new products for the spring. Okay. Now, we have a poster that we have selling for $10 of our Triple Crown.
Uh-huh.
So it's got Silver Charm and Touch Gold and Sarava and War Emblem on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the 1997 Triple Crown. And we have the 2002 Triple Crown.
Huh. That's great. When Betsy comes up, Hooper, come out and look at the horses and yeah. get her a poster. She put it up her room.
Yeah, well, I'll bring you a poster anyway.
Yeah, she'll love that.
It's really nice. They came out great. They really, really look nice. And we're going to get some of the riders to sign them and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's excellent.
When Edgar Prado comes back and Gary's coming over and Chris is there all the time. So.
Yeah, maybe they'll be out there Sunday after Derby. Never know.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Chris in a while. He's
been busy. He's golfing with his brother Joe today.
Oh, okay.
Hi, my name's Michael. I'm president of the Chris McCarron Fan Club. We watch Ringo's all the time. No, I ran to his brother Joe, his older brother Joe's yeah. there yesterday.
Can we go out to Griffin Gate and follow him around?
I guess.
That'd be fun.
Joe rode races too, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure he did. I think that's one of the reasons that Chris kind of followed it.
Well, Greg, he followed in Greg's footsteps.
Okay, it was another brother.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not sure. I don't think Joe ever rode, but Greg rode. Greg was a good rider. In fact, Greg interviewed him. You know, Greg got that job doing the interviews for the coverage. And after Alphabet Soup won the Breeders' Cup Classic in 1996, also you can stop by and see Alphabet Soup.
Yes.
Good old friends. After he won the 1996 Breeders' Cup Classic, Greg was interviewing Chris, and Chris was so out of breath from riding Alphabet Soup. He says, "You can't relax on this horse for a second. You got to ride him and ride him and ride him and ride him." So, all right, I'm going to go.
All right.
I'm going to go. We got some visitors coming today, and it's always great to see you. We'll have some more fun.
Let us know whether it's Wednesday or Thursday at Merrick. We might just zip by.
Yeah. No charge. You can just have dinner.
Where'd you find that book? That's a great book.
Drink?
Thank you so much for that book.
Yeah, I'm always muttering around in some old bookstore.
I knew.
If it smells old, I'm interested.
I knew about the book. But
that's what people say about you.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Maybe that's why people
like him.
Sorry.
Just put the fan on here, can't we?
Yeah.
I believe it is.
Yeah. Well,
have a great week, and we'll have more fun next week.
Okay.
All right.
Say hi to Diane.
I will. I'll tell
her. All right. Well, the first foals by Albertus Maximus raced at 2 last year. 10 of his 19 starters have won or placed with a group stakes winner abroad and a stakes winner in the USA. That's a nice start for a horse that matured at 3 to go and then went on to win a place in 6 major stakes. Of course, he won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. 133-2, he ran that day. That'll win for you. He won the 9 furlong Grade 1 Don Handicap. He set a new track record in the Windy Sands Handicap out of Del Mar. Finished second in the Grade 2 Swaps Breeders' Cup Stakes, the Grade 3 Affirm, and third in the Grade 1 Goodwood. He earned $1,328,230. One of 2 Grade 1 winners out of a half-sister to a champion, Albertus Maximus, stands free to approved mares at Shadwell Farm. That's the home also of DeHare, a Grade 1 winning son of Awesome Again, and a proven sire of graded stakes winners, and graded stakes winner and proven sire of graded stakes winners into Dab. Call stallion manager Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm. The number out there is 859-224-4585. Be sure to ask about breeding incentives and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Quillen Leather and Tack, located in Paris, Kentucky, quality service and leather goods since 1982. In fact, it's the world's nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship over 20,000 halters a year worldwide. Lots of them go to Japan. Now, leather goods and the horse business, you know, they've got everything from all kinds of halters, every kind of halter you can think of, yearling halters, double buckle, adjustable chin, English chin, rolled throat, snap throat, blah, blah, blah. So, and you can get rolled nose too if you special order it. And of course, everything comes with name tags. You can get that taken care of. I'm looking at shanks. I'm looking at twitches and bits. I'm looking at all kind of pet collars and leads and everything. I mean, it's extraordinary. You can get stall plates. Those are nice looking. That'll dress your barn up. Brass stall plate. You can also get stuff in black. You can get leather goods for humans like key tags and belts. And My checkbook covers and where I keep all my IDs and stuff are all from Quillen with my name on it. It's really easy to take care of stuff like that. Now, that's Quillen leather and tack. Oh, they repair too. So don't forget, you can saddles or anything, they repair them. Also, Rooster Brew, Ralph's.
What also over in Paris.
Also over in Paris, down on Main Street. You can't miss it. Just go straight and look to the left. Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. Thursday night is, what do you call that?
Trivia.
Trivia. Trivia. Yeah. So anyway, Quillen.com. Quillin.com.
Well, competitive Ed's won his first start as a 2-year-old at Saratoga, won by 10 1/4 lengths. Came right back to live up to his billing. He won the Grade 1 Hopeful Stakes in his next start, a race with a rich history of winners that went on to become successful sires. He won the Hopeful by over 5 lengths, went on a 3 to take the Grade 3 Pat Day Mile. That's at Churchill. In stakes record time, 1:34-1. That bested a track record set by Horse of the Year Ack-Ack back in 1969. Competitive Ed's also won the Tamarack Stakes as a 3-year-old, won by 8 lengths. He earned over $519,000. He's from the first crop by Kentucky Derby winner Super Saver. So is champion sprinter Run Happy. And so is Embellish the Lace, winner of the classic Grade 1 Alabama. Super Saver's stud fee is rocketed to $65,000. A superb individual, Competitive Edge, sold for $750,000 as a 2-year-old. He's from a female family rich with black type. Stands for $12,500 doing a full stanza nurses, and he's standing his first season at stud. Why don't you call the folks at Ashford Stud at 859-873-7088. Take a look at the website, coolmore.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursulele.
All righty. Something I was going to announce. What did I do with that list? Well, I buried it somewhere. The list of award winners.
Oh, yeah. You were talking to Michael about that.
Yeah, maybe. I was going to read those things off. Because it was
maybe there. You gave me a copy.
I don't think so, but I might have.
Because, it's around here somewhere.
Michael didn't carry it all, did he? I got to blame Michael.
I don't think so. Michael did it.
Maybe I put it in this over here.
Might have.
Well, anyway, okay, I'll do something else. I'll do the KTA right now, the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association winners of Kentucky Bred Winners of Stakes last week. The Grade 1 $300,000 Maker's Mark Mile winner, Miss Temple City. By Temple City, was bred by Bob Fell Bloodstock in Kentucky. All these Kentucky bred winners of stakes. Miss Temple City, of course, is a 4-year-old filly from the first crop. By Temple City, who, son of Dinah Farmer, stands over at Spendthrift Farm. Oh, he's doing very extremely well, too, as far as that goes. The Grade 1, come on, Ursula, Apple Blossom. At Oak Lawn, went to Forever Unbridled by Unbridled Song, bred by Mr. Charles Fipke. Mr. Fipke also owns it. Mr. Fipke's got a farm down in Bourbon County. And let's see, the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby winner went to Creator by Tappet. But he came from dead last in a field of 12. And he was bred by Mount Brilliant Broodmares, which is out on the Russell Cave Road. And Mount Brilliant Farm. And, of course, Tappet stands over here at Gainesway. The Grade 1 Coolmore Jenny Wiley out of Keeneland winner, Teppin, by Bernstein, bred by Mock Mahal, another Bourbon County farm. I talked to Carrie Rogerton yesterday, trying to get her on the show, but she's in Florida for the sales. Just sold a sales topper yesterday. The Starshute Stakes at Woodbine Treasuring. That's a 3-year-old filly by the deceased Smart Strike, bred by Hillendale Equine Holdings and Stretch Run Ventures. The Dahlia Stakes at Law. I went to Seeking Treasure. Seeking Treasure, a 6-year-old mare by Runaway and Hyde, bred by Ron Kirk, Mike Lawfer, Greg McDonald, and John W. Phillips, raised over Darby Dan. The Grade 3 Lexington Stakes winner, collected by City Zip, is a 3-year-old colt by Johannesburg, bred by Runnymede Farm, and Peter Callahan, a grade three Ben L. I. winner, Eagle. That's a good name, isn't it? Eagle by Candy Ride, out of a mare named Seagull. So she had an eagle. How about that?
That's good.
Must be just, I wonder who the daddy was. Oh, well, Candy Ride. All right. Will Farish bred this one. Let's see. The Plenty of Grace Stakes at Aqueduct winner, Mrs. McDougall by Medaglia d'Oro, bred by Aaron and Marie Jones. The Instant Racing Stakes at Oaklawn Park went to Cash Back by Congrats. Congrats, of course, stands at Windstar Farm. He's got six stakes winners already this year. And this one bred by Bert, Elaine, and Richard Klein. The inaugural stakes at Hastings went to Modern. Modern is a four-year-old gilding by Tisnow, bred by Darley. Let's see what else we got here. Out at Keeneland, the grade three Beaumont Stakes was won by Lightstream by Harlan's Holiday. He passed away much too soon, died down in South America. This one's out of an Archmare and was bred by Anne Marie Farm. The Woodstock Stakes at Woodbine winner, Nodding Back Bear. No Holding in Back Bear. Okay, No Holding in Back Bear by Put It Back, bred by Jerry Jamgachian. And that's all. That was the last one that we had. But anyway, that was a pretty good week for Kentucky Bears. Oh, here is this other thing. But let me do this, and then I'll get back to it. April 16th at Oaklawn, the $150,000 Northern Spur Stakes was won by Decorated Soldier. Well, I don't need to do that now. This is the Airdrie right at the top of the hour. That's out of place, isn't it?
Okay, I got something for you to look for.
Okay, I don't know what the hell I'm doing now. Dina Stallions and Airdrie. Well, I wonder where that went. Okay, let me do this.
Okay.
These are the Kentucky Bred Awards from the Kentucky Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association. That were the banquet. They gave an award, big award, to old friends. For some reason or other, this doesn't list it. But anyway, the Horse of the Year, of course, was American Pharoah, a pioneer of the Nile. And the Broodmare of the Year was Little Princess Emma, the dam of American Pharoah. And she's by Yankee Gentleman, and Little Princess Emma was bred by Brayton C. Jones. Yankee Gentleman now stands down in Louisiana and is doing very well. He's probably one of the most popular horses down there. Two-year-old male was Nyquist, bred by Summerhill Farm. Nyquist, of course, from the first crop by Uncle Mo. The two-year-old filly was Songbird, by Medaglia d'Oro, bred by John Antonelli, and it's too bad that this filly is out of the Oaks. Three-year-old filly, I'm a Chatterbox, bred by Fletcher and Carolyn Gray. Finished second yesterday in the first start of the year out of Keeneland. The older dirt male, he's a Kentucky bred, of course. Honor Code by AP Indy, bred by Dale Ridge Farm. The older dirt female, Beholder, Henny Hughes, bred by Clarkland Farm. Of course, Spencer phones her now, but she's won a pot full of money. Turf Mail went to Big Blue Kitten, Kitten's Joy, and the breeder of Big Blue Kitten, and also Kitten's Joy, with Ken and Sarah Ramsey. The champion turf female, Teppin by Bernstein, bred by Mock Mahal. The sprinter, Run Happy by Super Saver, bred by Wayne Gray and Brian Lister, and I understand he's training out here at the Thoroughbred Center now. He had a little problem with a stone bruise by on his left hind, but I understand that he's doing very well now and moving forward. The Steeplechase Horse of the Year was Demonstrative by Elusive Quality, bred by Gainsborough Farm, and the champion foreign raced horse was Air Force Blue by Warfront, bred by Arthur Hancock at Stone Farm. The PAB Widener Trophy was for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Breeder of the Year. It was given to Darley. The Hard Boot Breeders Award, which pays tribute to distinctive but unsung breeders that helped make up the backbone of the industry, and that went to Arthur B. Hancock III. The Charles W. Englehart Award acknowledges a member of the media for outstanding coverage of the thoroughbred industry, and that one went to Sean and Joe Clancy. The W.T. Young Humanitarian Award distinguishes a person or organization in the thoroughbred industry who recognizes and promotes the human endeavor. Then the award winner was the Keeneland Association. Let's see. Rewards were also given to the top Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund money earners. The Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund Sire of the Year was Candy Ride, stands over at Lane's Inn. Earner of the Year went to She's a True Beauty, daughter of Yes It's True, belongs to some fun stables. The Owner of the Year, Ken and Sarah Ramsey. Trainer of the Year, Mike Maker. Breeder of the Year to Windstar Farm. So isn't that? That was the awards that were given yesterday. I believe it was yesterday, Thursday, at the Kentucky Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association.
Can I say something real quick?
You're going to say something real quick? Go ahead.
Mike Strait. Matt Strait.
Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
The rider, the jockey, signed a contract with Ram, the truck, to make a TV commercial for the Derby.
Oh, good.
So we got to watch for it.
Oh, good.
So that's Matt Strait.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Graded stakes winners today. The Charlestown Classic is a grade two stakes being run at, they call it the Hollywood something Charlestown. It's Charlestown any way you look at it. Pretty good pot. $1,250,000. I never saw Blibber. I never thought I'd see the day where they'd run $1 million race at Charlestown. I bought a little mare up there one day, sent some money up to buy, and a guy took my money, took the mare, and I had to go to Charlestown, fly into Washington, D.C., and then drive to Charlestown and go see the guy. Thank goodness he wasn't very big.
Yeah.
I threatened him a little bit, and he came up with the money.
There you go.
But anyway, let's see. You do what you have to do. The Dixiana Elkhorn Stakes out here at Keeneland is grade two. It's got a field of eight going in that. The Big Hoss, Up with the Birds, Red Tide Day, Adolo Portano, Royal Albert Hall, Twilight Eclipse, Key Gun, and St. Albans Boy. St. Albans Boy by John Causeway, incidentally. And let's see, the Great Lady Stakes at Los Alamitos today. It's a fairly light field. Field is seven. 13 Arrows is in there. That's an Indian Charlie. Fantastic style. Harlan's Holiday. So the first two horses in there are by horses that stallions that are now deceased. Indian Charlie and Harlan's Holiday, incidentally, both stood at Burr Jones Farm at one time. Lost Bus by Bring the Heat. Dr. Fager's Girl by Wild Dessert. Ben's Duchess in there by Munnings, the leading second crop sire last year, stands down at Ashford Stud. Mink Surprise by Northern Affleet and Finer City by City Zip. The number one horse, what did I say? That Indian Charlie was bred by the Diamond A Racing Corporation. That's the farm at Ted Carr, now his son Mac manages. Well, April 15th at Keeneland, the grade one $300,000 Maker's 46 Mile was won by Miss Temple City. For your filly from the first crop by Temple City. Now, Miss Temple City beat the boys. She was the first of her sex to win that prestigious race. She won by a comfortable length and a quarter and 134 flat. Last year, she won Pimlico's Hilltop Stakes and placed in four of the stakes, all graded, including the grade one Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup and the Appalachian, both at Keeneland, and she's earned over $562,000. She's the third graded stakes winner of the year by Temple City, the graded stakes winner and track record breaker by Dinah Former, out of a half-sister to Malibu Moon. He stands for $15,000 doing the full stand of nurses over at Spendthrift Farm. Now, there's another outstanding young son of Dinah Former at Spendthrift, much like Miss Temple City, that has a liking for Keeneland. Medal Count, won the grade three Transylvania at Keeneland. And just 8 days later, he ran a game second in the grade one Bluegrass Stakes. He also placed in the grade one Belmont Stakes and the Dueling Grounds Derby. That was on grass to demonstrate his versatility. And the Medal Count is one of two graded stakes winners out of a graded place, Daughter of Unbridled Song, And he's standing his first season at stud for $5,000 doing a full stint at nurses. Call Dennis Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. Always ask about breeding incentives and check the website at spendthriftfarm.com. Well, I want to talk about a couple of products that I think are very worthwhile mentioning. Lube, Racine, and Reborn. They're two products that I happen to believe in. In fact, I take Lubricin, as a matter of fact. Both of them were developed by Dr. Steve Alday, one of the nation's most prominent veterinarians. And both products are endorsed by a whole lot of owners and trainers and veterinarians. And both, incidentally, are all natural, so you don't have to worry about the spit box test. Lubricin, to put it simply, helps sustain the integrity of joint fluid, and it helps reduce the cost of things like acid injections and so forth. Trainers that use Lubricin on a regular basis include the likes of Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow, Jerry Hollendorfer, that's just to mention a couple. They also have Lubricin for humans, and I use it, and it helps old codgers like me. Jackie also takes it. And I won't call you an old codger.
You better not. But I ordered some more last week or so. You know, we were just about out. So I ordered 6 bottles over the phone. And when you do that, you get an extra bottle for free.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And that's Lubricin. Okay. Well, it's really good. I tell you, I didn't find out more about it. Go to the website, lubricin.com, lubricin.com. Now, Reborn. Reborn is a natural bovine colostrum. It's safe. It's easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. Start with foals. And what it does, it'll strengthen the foal's immune system while it's nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. I tell you what, that would be well worth the money. Actually, it supports the immune functions of horses of all racing ages. In other words, Wise Dan ran on it. And it provides a quick recovery from physical challenges. And a maximum of efficiency is what Reborn delivers. Now, for more information about Lubricin and Reborn, give them a call, 800-901-9498. Reborn website is reborne.com. And you can buy it at the KBC in Lexington at Horse Sense down at Versailles. Well, Broken Valor has sired 70 stakes winners, 12 won stakes just last year. He sired 137 runners that have won a place in stakes, 18 in 2015. Nothing new about that. Broken Valor has long been a source of high-class stakes horses, and you can expect more of the same in 2016. Now, just this week, yesterday, well, this week, the OBS April sale of 2-year-old colt by Broken Valor sold for sales topping $1,200,000. He's only the second million-dollar two-year-old ever sold in that sales history, and that was last Thursday. I tell you what, $1.2 million for a Broken Valor colt. Earlier, two of the top three fillies sold at the Fancy Tipton two-year-old and training sale were by Broken Valor. They went for $450,000 each. And of course, many of his 70 stakes winners have been fillies. Grade one winners like Unbridled Bell and Rosalind and Sassy Image and Cotton Blossom come to mind. Even though his daughters are just beginning to produce any number, they've already given us a champion sprinter. Run Happy is out of a Broken Valor mare. He stands at Pin Oak Stud. Broken Valor, $25,000 doing the foal stands and nurses. Also standing there is Alternation and Cowboy Cal. The first foals by the multiple greatest stakes winner and millionaire Alternation, a yearling. He descends from the same family as Broken Valor. And he stands for $7,500 doing the foal stands and nurses. And he was the leading first crop weaning sire among those standing in his price range last year. Cowboy Cal, multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by Giants Causeway, was the nation's third-ranked third-crop sire last year. He stands for $5,000 doing a full stands and nurses. Call Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursel Ellis.
All righty. Hey, Mike. Mike Cameron just walked in. Come on over here and sit down. I want to ask you something. How are you doing this morning? Mike trains over here at Barn
28.
Barn 28. And he's got a mare out here. Everybody out here knows her. They watched her train for lo these many years. And everybody out here roots for her because she's one of the gamest mares I've ever seen. Stepped on a racetrack. She's had her problems off and on. Seems like she overcomes the problems and she gives you everything she's got every time she runs. And she made her first start of her year yesterday at Keeneland, Mike.
All right, Wednesday at Keeneland in 10 months.
First start in 10 months.
Absolutely. And before that, she hadn't had a start. That one last June was, it had been 8 months since she ran before then. So she's had one start in like 18 months.
Uh-huh.
Well. And she came out and did what she always does. She ran a race. She just came. She just flattened out a little bit. Wasn't sharp. I tried all winter to get her in a Turfway, and they just weren't using any of the races. And I couldn't get in because if I could have gotten a race under, I think she'd have been sharp enough to have won that race the other day.
Well, she closed. Of course, she did her usual number, if people ever watched her run. She watched them all for a long ways.
Oh, if she's not behind, she's not happy.
You're right.
She's got to be. And I guess the other day she was at least 20 out of it.
Wow.
Well, I would imagine.
Yeah. And she closed. She got beat 7. 2 for second, and the winner went by 5.
Picked you up a little check, you know.
Yeah.
She usually did.
She always does. I think it's 54 starts, 13 wins, 5 seconds, 16 thirds, and now 18 fourths.
Good
Is
God.
That right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Word.
How many times is that in the money out of this?
Well, let's see. Eight. Well, it's about 3/4 of the time in the money.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Bless her heart.
People kill for a horse like that.
I mean,
those, you just got to admire them. Now, that's what you call a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's 10 years old, and she has had problems over the years, but I've always been, I only have 1-2 horses at the most. I don't have big stables, so when I get a horse, I want it to last. So if she has a little problem that comes up that's going to take being off a month, 6 weeks,
yeah.
Well, I give her three or four months off.
Yeah.
And you do that, and they'll last a long time.
Not only that, you turn her out every day.
Every day she goes out in that paddock.
Yeah. That I believe that's one of the things that really keeps her going, you know.
That's why I've always thought it, and I've been at Keeneland and stable there, been at other racetracks for short periods of time. But if you around here in Kentucky, why you wouldn't want to be at the Thoroughbred Center, I don't know. Because we have paddocks, we have gallops in the field, they have two wonderful racetracks here. I would never, ever not have a horse in training any place but the Thoroughbred Center.
The track's great.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Day in and day out, it's the best racetrack in Kentucky.
Well, wow. Do you hear that over Keeneland?
Day in and day out. You know, now, Keeneland's is great right now.
We've got a good track man.
You'd better believe it. Harold is as good as they come.
I know. We used to wait for a day. What was it? That they wouldn't have too many works because the track would be off. It was never off. And we used to say that, Harold.
That damn Harold.
You all remember old Harold Snowden.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, Harold Snowden, longtime old-time horseman. And at one time, he was out here. He was doing something. He was one of the managers out here at the time. This was years ago. And he told me one day, he said, you know, 33% of the people claim the racetrack's too deep. 33% of the people claim the racetrack's too hard. 33% of the people don't say anything. Them's the ones winning races.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I complained all the time.
Oh. There you go.
Still complaining. Well, I'm glad. She came out of the race okay?
Yeah, Mike? Came out fine. And, of course, now here I won't take her back to the racetrack. She's going to be off a week, 10 days.
Uh-huh.
She's out in the paddock right now. Running around and playing, and I'll bring her back. And I don't know if I'm going to Churchill or River Downs because she loves that River Downs turf course. And in fact, she won.
Well, it's a new one now.
Yeah, it's a new one, but she hadn't been on that one. But she won seven. She's run 7 times on the turf at River Downs and won every one of them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I know she was
horse of the year.
The horse of the year down at River Wind.
And their purses are.
Yeah, they've really increased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's now Belterra. I'll never get
it. Yeah, Bell, I can't either. It's always going to be River Downs to me.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Heck, I still call Turfway Latonia.
Well, it's close.
You mean they've changed the name?
Yeah, I think they did.
Well, I guess the track's down there. I went down there. I've been down there once since they opened up the new track and everything. While they tore that grass track was... Of course, they wouldn't let any, you know, if a cloud went over, they'd take racing off of it.
Maybe it flooded.
Well, I got to tell one on Ursel Ellis.
Uh-oh.
Ursel ran a horse up there one time. I should let you tell it, but ran a horse up there and they on the grass. They took it off the grass, and you told them. What'd you tell them? What are they saving it for?
It hadn't even rained. I said, what the hell are you doing? Saving it for the Breeders' Cup?
Now that's funny if you've been to River Downs, that they're saving it for the Breeders' Cup.
They fined me $50 for scratching that day. My big mouth, you know. That's the only time I was ever fined. It was that time. Have you ever been fined?
Yeah, one time. We're allowed to give butazolidine to horses. And what I was doing is I had a horse that didn't really think about it, that I'd give a gram of butazolidine the night before the race.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I mean, that's not even over. You can give 2 grams. But I'd give it to her, and what I didn't realize is she would only eat up all through the night, and come morning I'd come in, and the feed tub's empty. But what she would do is she'd finish it off. Like early in the morning.
Yeah.
So we go to the races, and I come up with, I don't know, a little bit minute amount of over on Butte. And they fined me $300.
Oh, my God.
They didn't take the purse, but they fined me the $300.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the reason I fussed with them that day was because I wanted to run that horse on the grass. And, you know, they took it off the grass. And, you know, in Kentucky, you can automatically scratch, you know. So that's what I thought. You know, I thought I just called up and scratched. And said, what are you scratching for? And I said, I don't want to run on the dirt. I want to run this horse on the grass. I want to give him a try on the grass. Well, you can't do that. Well, that made me mad.
Well, of course.
You know, I said, why not? You can do it in Kentucky. He says, well, this is Ohio.
Yeah, I know. They love to say that, don't they?
Yeah.
Like when they walk the horses the wrong way in Ohio. You know how they do that? They'll go counterclockwise there, where we go they'll go clockwise is the way they cool horses out up there. Yeah. I don't know why they always have. So anyway.
They do it at Beulah Park, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this happened to me. One day it came a little shower, and it was a shower, but it didn't make the racetrack muddy, and I was on the grass. And they had the starting gate set up out on the grass course.
Uh-huh.
And so they waited till we all got over there and into the paddock, and then they pulled it off. They wanted to make sure nobody scratched.
Yeah.
They said, is Ursel Ellis in this race?
He didn't say that. I've been blamed for all kinds of things, I tell you what. Well, I finally got him in on the grass, and he ran bad, so maybe they knew something that I didn't.
Yeah, what you love and hope for, and all of us do, is one of those horses, and this little mare of mine, is one of those that doesn't have to carry her racetrack with her. She'll run on anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's good.
She's won, I know, at Keeneland. She's won at Churchill. You never ran her at Ellis.
Yeah, she's won at Ellis.
Won at Ellis.
Mm-hmm. Won at River.
So the only Kentucky track that she had, well, she's won at Turfway.
Turfway.
The only track would be Kentucky Downs. You never ran her down there.
Yeah. I've run her down there 3 or 4 times, and she's run 3rd or 4th every time.
Is that right?
Maybe. I don't know, Charlie McDaniel's with you. Did she have a second at Kentucky Downs? I can't remember either.
Charlie doesn't know anything.
I know. He keeps up with her more than I do, though.
I'm going to get Charlie over here on Derby Day, too. Charlie, you got to come over and give us your Derby picks on Derby Day. Mike, you can come over, can't you?
Yeah.
Michael Blowen's coming out. He's going to give us his Derby picks, you know. Of course, it takes him half a show to do it. And Dr. Walridge, you're welcome too, Doc.
I can help everybody know who to not bet on.
Okay.
The last one I got was Big Brown.
Okay.
And I got kicked that
I bet on him in Belmont.
Well, I had last year's because he was just the best horse I ever saw, is why last year. But you're wearing a Reds cap. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Did they get beat last night?
Well, of
again?
Course they got beat. The worst team I've ever seen the Reds have.
Well, you know, they got a couple of pretty good pitchers now. That kid that threw that three-hitter the other, one run.
Yeah.
Stevenson.
Yeah, Stevenson. He's just a rookie. And then they got that Iglesias, the Cuban pitcher. And then Homer Bailey's coming back, but I don't know. I love the Reds, and it just tears me up the way they what they've done up there.
Why they got rid of that relief pitcher, you know, I guess that was a money thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. He was a free agent coming up, and they didn't need a closer. They didn't want getting enough games leading to where they had to bring the closer in.
You need your closer.
That sounds bitter, doesn't it?
It is kind of bitter.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Ursel.
Well, thank you for stopping by. I just was curious. Wanted to know. I'm glad you came back good. I'll get Dr. Walridge on here in just a second. Well, last Sunday in New York, Paula Silver Lining, a 4-year-old filly by Go Zapper, won the Grade 3 distaff by 3 3/4 lengths, with Cavorting by Bernardini and Bar of Gold by Medaglia d'Oro, second and third. Paula Silver Lining, in 3 starts this year, won her first by 9 1/4 lengths, from second in the correction, and her score in the distaff boosted earnings to over $518,000. Bred in Kentucky by Vincent Scuderi, she won the Grade 2 Matron, was second in the Grade 3 Tempted as a 2-year-old, won Aqueduct Ruthless last year, and placed in 3 other stakes last year. Go Zapper is also the sire of Go Maggie Go, recent winner of the Grade 2 Gulfstream Park Oaks. He's one of but 2 stallions that stood in North America to have sired 15 or more stakes winners for 4 straight years. He's the sire of a remarkable 20% stakes horses from starters, among them 8 Grade 1 winners, to rank among the nation's most successful sires. And yesterday, down at the OBS sale, a Go Zapper 2-year-old filly sold for $720,000. Hall of Famer Go Zapper, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, sired by Breeders' Cup Classic winner Awesome Again, stands for $60,000 doing a full stands and nurses, stands at Edina Springs, Kentucky. Call Cormac Breathnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798 and see the website at AdinaStallions.com.
Hear this. Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Well, April 16th at Oaklawn, the $150,000 Northern Spur Stakes was won by Decorated Soldier, a 3-year-old, a colt, by a Proud Citizen. Breaking from the outside in a field of 10, Decorated Soldier raced 4 wide into both turns, put his head in front, went straightened out for home, then won by neck in the dead game performance, so typical of the progeny of Proud Citizen. He's won 2 of his 3 starts, finishing 4th in his debut at Monmouth last August after he stumbled at the start. And he broke his maiden in March in Florida by 7 1/2 lengths. Bred in Kentucky by Green Lantern Stables and trained by Todd Pletcher. He's a $120,000 grad of the Fasig Tipton Kentucky July sales. Decorated Soldier joins a long list of superior runners by Proud Citizen. A list that includes an Eclipse Award winner, 2 winners of the Classic Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks, 2 millionaires, and a very solid 13% stakes horses. He stands for $7,500 live foal. Going to look a long time to find a better value at his price range. And yesterday at Los Alamitos, Milton Freewater, a 2-year-old colt from the first crop by Creative Cause. Creative Cause, the son of Giants Causeway, standing at the Airdrie Stud, won a first start. His first start, I should say. So Creative Cause's first starter is Creative Cause's first winner. For more, see the website at airdreystud.com. And remember, see the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now,
I'm a whole set behind
you. Tales with Ursel Ellis.
All right, I got Dr. Walridge here with me. I guess you must have had some business out on this end of town. That's the only thing I know.
I got going in early to try and get finished up this morning so I could make it.
Good. I love it.
He probably got somebody up here. You know, I always had to wait for veterinarians. That goes with a graduation certificate that they give you.
Yeah.
Always get 1.5 hours late.
Well, and then there's always while you're here, Doc.
Yeah, while you're here. That's what makes you 1/2 hour late. This is somebody asking you why you're here, Doc.
And it's a convenient excuse, so you just got to use that one.
There you go.
Art Davidson, you named his farm that, while you're here farm.
That's what I'd heard, yes.
Hey, well, meanwhile, Doc, while you're here, look at this horse over here with you. All right. What's going on?
Well, been pretty busy, mares and foals as usual.
Well, if it ain't foaling now, we're in trouble. Well, have you got anything going on?
Well, the Nastosias, we're still seeing a lot of those, so that's always a good topic. We had, I guess it was last week, the longest I'd ever had a foal still in a mare that survived. That's about an hour and 20 minutes we had one survive.
And it made it.
It's pretty unusual, but that foal did okay. Yeah. Before, I think it had one an hour and 10 minutes. But we got it out, and everybody went home. So that was pretty good. You know, usually you don't have more than about 20 minutes.
Yeah, so they brought it into the to the
hospital.
To your hospital. And, that's Parks.
We dropped her down. Dr. Johnson got the foal out. Everything went really well.
Well, that's great. Yeah, the mare okay?
Mare did fine.
Yeah.
Because usually by that time the cord's broken, and you can't save them.
Well, had it broken?
No, sir, no.
Oh, that's what kept it going then.
That's right. It still had some blood supply, so everything went all right.
Yeah. Wow.
Because, you know,
Colt or Philly?
Oh, I can't remember. I always say foal when I call on the phone because I can't remember. Some people get mad at me when I say the sex wrong, so yeah. I always say your foal because that way I can't get
it
wrong.
Well, you can always say, is it a Colt or Philly? And always say yes.
You know, I had interns several years ago, and we've foaled out a mare for somebody, and you know, I was always more worried about getting the foal out and making sure they went right, and I was calling, telling people it was all right. And it's one of the racetrack vets sending a mare to foal, which is pretty unusual anyway.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which one it was, so I was calling the owner and just yelled down the barn because they asked me, called to Philly, and had two interns look at it, and both of them yelled back, said whatever it was. So I told
whatever
him,
it wasn't.
Right. And then so the next day, I did my foal exam and looked under the hood, and there it was. And it was the opposite. So I felt terrible. And so then I called, I can't remember who it was. They were an Auburn grad. And I called them and I said, two interns looked at this foal last night, and they told me it was whatever, Philly. And I said, it's cold. And I said, sorry, I just.
Yeah.
Made sure the foal was all right, and I didn't look at the rest of it. And so I said, well, one of them was a Pennsylvania grad, and it was Michigan State. I said, I guess they don't teach them that.
That's
you just have to learn that at Auburn. But
that's
then I had
funny.
To call the farm. They were disappointed, whatever the difference was.
Is that right?
But I just did look, but two of them looked at it, so I had to trust them.
Gee whiz.
But I had an owner argue with me one time over a foal what sex it was.
Really?
That it was just a well foal check, and so the owner wasn't there yet, but we drove in, looked at the foal, and did everything. He was driving back out as they were driving into the farm. I said, well, you know, she looks really good. He said, did you look at the right foal? And I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. And then we had to describe the foal to the owner. Go, yeah, that's it. So they. I think we drove back even to check it, but the owner had the sex wrong. So.
Oh, that's funny. Good.
So it happens.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah. Well, that's fine. I'm glad you know. Yeah. You. What do you do when, you know, you see Dr.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Chris Johnson, yes. Mm-hmm.
You assist in this?
Well, usually I'm the one that does the foal, and so he's the one that's taking care of the mare and getting the dystocia done. So I'm getting everything ready. Once the foal gets out, then I start.
Well, we're going to have to start checking real close now.
Yeah.
Who does the anesthetic? Do you have somebody else?
We have most times the interns are running it because it's at night, but we also have somebody during the day that runs anesthesia. So we've got somebody all the time.
So do you put – I've seen some things, but do you put a thing over its nose? How do you do the anesthetic?
So they've got a tube in, so we'll knock them down as you would for normal surgery.
Right.
And put a tube in and put them on gas.
Put a tube in their nose.
Right, in their, well, the adults would go through the mouth into the trachea, into the windpipe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. How big is that tube?
Oh, it's probably, it'd be a couple, 3 inches across.
Good size tube.
Right, because you want to get a good seal on that. It's got a little cuff on it, too. But you want to get a good seal so you can keep the oxygen in the
So you
gas.
Go straight down to where the lung is.
Well, it's before
are.
You get to the – it goes about a third of the way down to the windpipe.
And it blocks the windpipe at that point.
Right. So it's
so
keeps it sealed.
So you're pouring what, straight oxygen or part oxygen?
They're on straight oxygen with gas, the anesthetic gas.
Okay. What kind of gas is it?
It's isofluorine, I believe, before we run.
Is that like something a dentist would use?
They're using I think most of the time now they're using one called sevoflurane, which is kind of like a cousin to that one, but it's even shorter. The good thing about the sevoflurane and the isoflurane is it's totally breathed off, so there's not much metabolism.
Okay, so what you do is you go down there and you're pumping in the gas with the oxygen. So when you're finished, you pull off the gas but leave it pump oxygen for a little bit?
Right. We'll usually run them oxygen for a little bit just to help clean out the gas, the anesthetic gas, and also just to get them good and oxygenated before they come
on. Okay. And as they're coming to, when do you pull that tube?
Once they kind of start to swallow and get going, we'll usually when we get them in the recovery, we've got the big mat they lay on, we'll deflate that cuff. So that way you can pull the tube out quickly.
I gotcha.
Because you don't want to damage their
So you
flapper.
Put it in and then you inflate the cuff.
Right, and that seals it so you can keep everything going the way you want.
Well, that's interesting. Huh. Very good. Very clever. That's very smart way to
Yeah, and that's how everybody does it. But you know that way you can control things better. And
yeah.
Gas is a little easier to deal with than some of the injectables.
I would imagine. Because you can pull it so quick.
Right.
If you have a problem, you can pull it real quick.
Right. And the gas, they're going to breathe it off, so you don't have to worry as much about when you stop it. It's easier to get it out of them.
It's over. Yeah. Gotcha. Mm. Okay.
I want to get Steve Moody on here. I'm holding him up. You don't mind, do you?
Oh, no. I don't mind. I'm all good.
All right. The last Saturday at Keeneland, the $100,000 Giants Causeway Stakes was won by Exaggerated, a 4-year-old filly by Blaine. Exaggerated sprinted to the lead immediately in the 5.5 furlong grass race, took a clear lead after a quarter and 21-4, and was never threatened thereafter. She was bred in Virginia by Hart Farm, sold as a yearling at Saratoga for $250,000. She's won 5 of her 7 starts, among them the Oakley Stakes at Laurel last year. She was one of 10 2015 stakes horses by Blame, a list that included March, winner of the Grade 2 Woody Stevens and the Grade 3 Bayshore, placed in the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby. Far From Over, winner of the Grade 3 Commonwealth Oaks. Stakes winner at Red Start, Chide, who placed in the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose and also in the Grade 3 Dogwood. Don't Blame Me, placed in the Grade 3 Jimmy Durante. Quaver and Rachel Wall, both of those stakes placed at Monmouth Park. Blame It on the Law. In 2016, Blame's yearling sold for an average of $139,140. He stands for $25,000 doing a full stanza nurses. For more on Eclipse Award winner Blame and the other Claiborne stallions, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claiborneFarm.com. Hill and Reagan Parker there. That's real horse people helping real horse people in the real estate business. And they've been in the business for over a dozen years now. And they are real horse people. Hill's a trainer. His trainer's a licensed trainer. Wins races, too. I know. I've watched him do it. But they are the kind of people that you want to do business with if you're thinking about selling your farm, if you're thinking about buying a farm. And they have a great listing, a great website. I gave that to you in a minute, but they've got an outstanding variety of locations, sizes, and prices for sale right now on their website. And also, if you're looking for a farm and they can find the perfect farm just for you, your price range, just what you want, they'll keep looking till they get it. That's the kind of business, the way they do business. I mean, they're wonderful people to do business with, as I said, and that website is lexhorsefarms.com, lexhorsefarms.com. They've got wonderful places down in Bourbon County right now, a nice 20-acre place over on Clintonville Road for $484,000, a lovely home. And it's also, they've got anything up as a place on Brentsville. That's 106 acres for $850,000. That's a great location on Brentsonville. A lot of good horse farms right in that area. They've got a nice farm listed, 270 acres on Clay Kaiser, 570 Clay Kaiser. It's in for $12 million. And it's a show place. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to their website, lexhorsefarms.com. Give them a call at 859-608-8039. 859-608-8039. Okay, Runners by Tiz Deja Vu. Is that what goes on next? Yes, it is. Runners by Tiz Deja Vu posted 3 more solid wins last Sunday. My team from the first crop by Tis Deja Vu won at Lawl, Town Tart, a 3-0 filly by Tis Deja Vu, won at Aqueduct and Tis 2. Another 3-0 by Tis Deja Vu won at Tampa Bay. My team on the board in 5 of his 7 starts won a maiden special last year at Pimlico. They ran a pace-setting 4th in the 8 furlong Grade 3 Kent Stakes at Delaware. Town Tart, also on the board in 5 of 7 starts, broke her maiden by 8 and 3-quarter lengths last fall. And she led all the way going 6.5 furlongs in the starter allowance with a purse of $52,000 Sunday. Tis 2 won a maiden special in what was just a third career start, going a mile on the grass. Tis Deja Vu is also the side of Tis Gorgeous, stakes winner at Arlington, graded place stakes placed to Tis My Valentine, solid winners at major tracks from coast to coast. Multiple graded stakes winner of nearly $700,000 and a son of the great Tis now. He stands for $5,000 to win a full stand to nurses at Pope McLean Crestwood Farm. Call them at 859-252-3770. And remember, nominations for Keeneland September sales is May 2, and they do a great job of selling and prepping horses at the major sales. That's Crestwood Farm. See the website, crestwoodfarm.com.
Down through the years, and that's why for more than 6 decades, the Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. So give them a call at 859-255-9406. See the website at sallyvans.com and enjoy the ride.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right, I've got Steve Moody with me now. And Steve is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right, Ursula. Been sitting here watching some of the Derby horses work. And
anything impress you?
Well, it's kind of a little hard to tell. I thought the, of course, it's not a Derby horse, it's Oaks horse. Catherine Sophia worked out at Keeneland today. She looked good. There was a Derby horse that worked at Churchill that I thought was impressive, but unfortunately, I didn't get a close enough look at the saddle towel to tell exactly who it was. I got to go back and search through my Twitter timeline to figure out which one it was. But there were a couple of them that looked okay, a couple of them that looked kind of a little sketchy. But we'll have to go back and look at the reports from the on-scene observers.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll check with you a little later on that. Well, who's going to win the Dixiana Elkhorn today?
Well, pretty well-matched group in the Elkhorn, Ursel. Field of 8 was drawn here. It's, of course, a mile and a half on the turf, and it's a grade 2, $250,000 purse. I went to look for an upset here. The favorite is the 7, Kygan, from Mark Cassie's barn, who's having a real good meet, but he just didn't, while he certainly could win, I just didn't think, I thought 5 for 2 is a little short, and I went for an upset here with the 4 horse, Idolo Portino. This is a horse from, Argentine bred that, has got a lot of back class, had won a prestigious race down there at a mile and a half a couple years ago. As a matter of fact, he's 2 for 2, I believe, at a mile and a half. And after some time off, he came up here, made his first start in the United States, was 3rd in the Razorback at Oak Lawn. Of course, that race is on the dirt. There's no turf at Oak Lawn, but back on the turf today where he's shown he can win, and he's certainly shown he could win at a mile and a half. So Ignacio Correas is the trainer. Paco Lopez has him out. And just because he seems like he's a good fit at the mile and a half distance, I'm going to give him a chance to upset him here at 12 to 1. The favorite, Kygan, of course, comes off of a win in the Pan American at Gulfstream, which is also a grade 2. And so he'll be looking to make it 2 in a row here for Mark Cassie. Probably the horse to beat, and then Twilight Eclipse, who out of the Tom Albertroni barn, didn't really fire in his first start of the year, but figured to need that race and eligible to improve today. He's 3-1, the second choice in here, but we're going to try to upset him here, Ursula. We'll try to light up the tote board with the 4, Idolo Fortino, 476 in the Elkhorn.
If you ever pick the favorite, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Well, I'll try to keep you from doing that.
All right. All right. Well, this has been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. And you go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com. You can pick up your copy for them right there. And I believe they probably got them for sale out at the Red Mile. Isn't that right, Steve?
As far as I know, Ursula.
Okay, well, go out there and buy one, cheapskate. All right, my friend. We'll talk to you next week, and thanks a million.
All right, Ursula.
All right. Well, First Defense has signed major stakes winners in every crop to race the full season. Never miss. He began by signing Eclipse Award winner and 2 millionaires in his first crop, and the best is yet to come. The quality of mare sent him over the past several years, remarkable. Grade 1 winners, Grade 1 producers, list reads like a who's who of racing. Now would be an opportune time to send a mare to First Defense. And keep in mind that he's a Grade 1 winner with a superb pedigree. He's by the top sire and bridal song. He's out of the Grade 1 winner, Honest Lady. She's a daughter of Seattle Slough and Grade 1 winner in Broodmare of the Year, Toussaint. Of course, that would make her one of 5 Grade 1 winners from the Superior, including the Superior Sire. Empire Maker out of Toussaint, who currently stands, Empire Maker stands for $100,000 right over here at Gainesway. First Defense, they've kept his fee at $7,500 live foal. He's a bargain at Judmont Farm, home also of Grade 1 winner Mizzen Mass. He's the sire of 5 2016 stakes winners. He's the sire of 8 Grade 1 winners, including the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races. Mizzen Mass, $12,500 live foal. Call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629. See the website at judmont.com. All right, let's see. Where am I here? Okay, Macaulay's. Here we go. Mike, I picked up another winner for us since we wrote this and faxed it to you on Wednesday because I'd overlooked one. I don't know how I did it. It was just a Grade 1 winner that I'd missed. But Forever Unbridled won the Grade 1 Apple Blossom, and she was bred and owned by Charles Fipke. I tell you, it was on Friday, and I started looking at stakes on Saturday. But anyway, you can count that. What that means is that horses raised on products from McCall Brothers won 4 more stakes over this past week, 3 graded, 2 of them Grade 1. Because besides Forever Unbridled, Tipkin won the Grade 1 Coolmore Jenny Wiley Stakes out at Keeneland, and she was bred and raised by Mock Mahal. Also at Keeneland, Lightstream, bred and raised by Anne Marie Farm, won the Grade 3 Beaumont. And the Dahlia Stakes at Law was won by Seeking the Treasure, bred by the partnership of Ron Kirk, Mike Lauffer, Greg McDonald, and John Phillips, and raised at Darby Dan. So congratulations to all. So we've counted 38 stakes this year that were won by horses raised on products from McCall Brothers. There's no doubt about the fact that we probably missed a few. But anyway, 38 so far this year, 23 of them were graded stakes. So to raise the best, feed the best. And that's feeds and supplements from McCauley Brothers. Give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call, 859-873-3333. Be sure to ask about the free services. They'll can even come out and measure your foals, weigh your foals for you, whatever you want. That comes with every bag of feed you purchase. It's free. Take a look at the website, McCauleyBrothers.com, and you're more than welcome to stop and visit at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, that's where, my friends, it's all about the horse. Daily Racing Form, Racing's Bible. I've been reading it since I was in kindergarten. I didn't go to kindergarten, but that's neither here nor there. Probably would have flunked it. They didn't have kindergarten when I was that
early
age.
Indication of future success.
Yeah. But anyway, I've been reading it a long time.
Well, that's because it starts at DRF. You learn that, you know.
Yeah, well, it was a little bit cheaper when I started reading it. I tell you, I think it was a quarter. A little bit more, but also you'll find a whole lot more in it now. I'll say that part. And you'll find in-depth breeding news and sales and auction coverage and a whole lot more if you go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up today. It's, of course, Daily Racing Form, the most trusted name in racing. And right now, it's the most trusted name in breeders and in information. Also, on that Tuesday edition of Daily Racing Form, you'll find the most comprehensive stakes reports available anywhere for owners and breeders. They supply full details on black-type stakes in North America, including pedigrees, progeny reports of the female family, information on the winning sires, and it's always got, they've got some of the great, some of the best columnists around writing for the Daily Racing Form right now. So once again, it's drf.com/breeding.
And they got the best photographer around, Barbara Livingston.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to get Barbara on the show.
We got to. But
I don't blame her for not
coming.
Her
pictures are fantastic. She's got good sense.
Yes. Okay, so go. I want you to go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up today. You'll be glad you did.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
Oh, my goodness. I'm about to run out of steam over here. Say something, Doc, so I can shut up.
Can I ask one more question
sure.
about that?
Yes.
So first, obviously, you have to knock the horse down.
Yes.
And then you do the gas.
Yes.
Okay. I just wondered. You just sort of ooze them down so they don't get hurt.
And right. Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd never get anything like that down there in the throat.
Yeah, right. And having them down just... it helps that mare to not push. Then we raise their hind end, which takes the weight off where you can kind of get that foal manipulated better.
Do you hike them up and hang them up on?
On a hoist.
On a hoist,
we got a big hoist, so we'll raise up their hind end. That way the foal slides back down to the mare and you just have more room. And it helps relax her where she's not pushing against you and her uterus a little more relaxed.
Yeah.
Also, so you can help get everything manipulated, get them out quicker.
Yeah, we had Rachel Pimstein out one time trying to do something like that with her arm in there, and that mare would crunch on her arm and
foal was upside down.
Yeah, she flipped
She turned. She flipped it,
and it just makes it so much easier because you just get your arms get bruised up, and then you get tired.
Yeah,
and so, you know, if you have to do much more than about one thing to get the foal out.
Yeah,
having them down is just so much easier and faster.
Yeah, that's great.
All righty.
I have one other question real quick. I've never seen weeds like this, so help me. In my, as long as I can remember, we're down on water. The trees are late. Do you see anything coming up on pasture-wise that you might, with all the weeds and stuff?
You'll start to see buttercup coming up. It hadn't bloomed yet. But, you know, usually that doesn't cause much trouble because they don't like to eat buttercup.
Right.
That's been the only one I've seen that.
We've got a little of that at home.
And they'll get slobbers with buttercup. And, you know, if they eat enough of it, other problems.
Yeah, we're seeing.
Yeah, they do that with clover.
Right. Both of them will do it, yes.
Yeah.
Clover has a fungus in it. Buttercup has a toxin, actual toxin that does it. But both make them slobber.
Yeah.
The tent worms are out. Tent caterpillars are out.
I haven't seen much, at least at my place, I haven't seen them much, so I've been lucky.
We've got a bunch, not a bunch, but we have cut down everything, you know, but then if you don't get them, they'll come up out of the ground again. So you have to
cherry trees. Yeah, I like those. So we're lucky in Kentucky. Really don't have a lot in the way of toxic plants. We're very lucky.
I got to catch up. I'm running behind.
Right. Well, I'm going to go do the same.
Thank you for coming. See you next week, hopefully.
Hopefully I'll make it. See
you, Brian. The first Foalsville Albertus Maximus raced at 2. 10 of his 19 starters have won placed with a group stakes winner abroad and a stakes winner in the USA. Nice start for a horse that matured at 3 and to go on to win a place in 6 major stakes. He won Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and won 33-2. He won the Mile and an Eighth Don Grade 1 Don Handicap, set a new track record in the Windy Sands Handicap at Del Mar, ran second in the Grade 2 Swaps Breeders' Cup Stakes, third in the Grade 3 Affirm, and no, he was second in the Grade 3, third in the Grade 1 Goodwood, and he earned $1,328,000. One of two Grade 1 winners out of a half-sister to a champion, Albertus Maximus, stands for free to approve mares at Shadwell Farm, home also of DeHare, a Grade 1 winning son of Awesome Again, and a proven sire of graded stakes winners, and graded stakes winner and proven sire of graded stakes winners into Dab. Call stallion manager Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm, 859-224-4585. Ask about breeding incentives. See the website, shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand. Go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit Brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
The last classic son of the great sire and sire of sires, A.P. Indy, is Commissioner. Commissioner had the has the race record, the confirmation, and pedigree to join Pulpit, Bernardini, Mineshaft, Flatter, Congrats, Malibu Moon, and other sons of A.P. Indy that have become highly successful studs. After breaking his maiden as a two-year-old at Saratoga, he went on to win a historic Grade 3 Pimlico Special, Gulfstream's Grade 3 Skipaway, earning a buy of 109 in the process. He also ran second in the classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes in the Grade 2 Peter Pan and placed in yet another graded stakes for earnings of over $812,000. More than Pulpit, he earned more than Pulpit, more than Malibu Moon, and more than Flatter. Commissioner's Dam won stakes, placed in graded stakes, and she's produced two graded stakes winners. It's a family loaded with black type. His first foal's arriving this year, and his stud fee is $7,500 due in a foal stands in nursing. So call Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, or Carolyn Walsh at Windstar Farm, 873-1717, and see the website windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursel Ellis.
All right. This is from the book, This Was Racing Joe Palmer. I want to read a little bit of Joe Palmer here. Got a minute or two. And the title of this was one of his columns is Truth is Mighty. It is perhaps oversensitivity which causes this department to suspect the beginnings of a smear campaign and the fact that several sources, including my own home sheet, have referred to me lately as a horse lover. This is a canard, at least a mezzo-soprano canard. I have thus far loved one horse in my life. That was a saddlebred mare named Daisy that I used to ride bareback on the McDowell Speedway when I was 9 years old, and the mare not much younger. Since then, a certain fondness and even sentimentality has been spent on a number of horses, such as Equipoise and Blue Larkspur and Exterminator and Man of War, and in these later days on Assault, Devil Diver, Stymie, Elkridge, and a few others. I think what made me like Devil Diver was that he agreed so perfectly with his trainer. When he had to carry high weight in a long race, he was not safe to approach. The difference was that Mr. Gaver attained this peak when the white weights were announced, whereas Devil Diver waited until the race was over. There are a few racing stories which can never be told without a certain tug at the emotions. Classics among these concern Dark Secret, which splintered a leg a 16th out in the Jockey Club Gold Cup, but won it nevertheless with the stouter racers Farino at his head, and chased me down on the track because when he tried to go to Equipoise in the Metropolitan Handicap, he gave it more than tendon and bone could stand. And to see Rouge Dragon stand off from his fences was to hear the distant crash of cymbals. But all this is merely to say that in racing, as in other sport, one must admire brilliant performance and high courage, however shown. The intention was to get through this without paraphrasing James Thurber's line about dogs, but it seems impossible. A horse lover is a horse that is in love with another horse. That's from Joe Palmer, and that's great. Anyway, well, August the 15th at Keeneland, the Grade 1 $300,000 Maker's 46 Mile was won by Miss Temple City. That's a four-year-old filly, and she's from the first crop by Temple City. Miss Temple City beat the boys. She was the first of her sex to win that prestigious race. She won by a comfortable length and a quarter in 134 flat. Last year, she won the Pimlico Hilltop Stakes and placed in four more stakes, all graded, including the Grade 1 Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup and the Appalachian, both at Keeneland. And she's earned over $562,000. She's the third graded stakes winner of the year for Temple City, a graded stakes winning and track record breaker by Dinah Former out of a half-sister to Malibu Moon. He stands for 15,000 doing a full standing nurses at Spendthrift. There's another outstanding young son of Dinah Former at Spendthrift Farm, much like to Miss Temple City, that had a liking for Keeneland. Medal count, won the Grade 3 Transylvania at Keeneland. Then, just 8 days later, ran a game second in the Grade 1 Bluegrass. He also placed in the classic Grade 1 Belmont in the Dueling Grounds Derby to demonstrate his versatility. Medal count is one of two graded stakes winners out of a graded place daughter of Unbridled Song. He's standing his first season instead for $5,000 doing the full stands and nurses. Call us Diaz and Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. Always, always ask about breeding incentives and check the website SpendthriftFarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
All right, Jackie, you got an announcement or two?
Yes, tomorrow here at the Training Center, 2016 United States Pony Club Racing Clinic, presented by High Hope. Somebody from Regina Welsh from the U.S. Pony Racing Association. Kids from 5 to 16 on their ponies are going to be out here schooling on the track, and I want to come. Now, the track is closed at 11 tomorrow. Is that correct?
It usually is, yeah.
Okay. And then I imagine they'll start up after that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I need to get a hold of Susie over at the clocker stand and see if she knows. She would know what time they're coming. I mean, I'm dying to see a bunch of kids on ponies going real fast. Also today, Shuffle Ridge, Nori Shuffle's place out in Bourbon County, is having a hunter pace, and it is sponsored by our buddies down at Macaulay's. Prizes and all that kind of stuff. So want to be sure to hop on over there. Author and author. That's author number
3 and 4.
3 and 4. Right. Sunday, May 1st at the McConnell Auction Center, South Main Street in Paris. Just go in and keep looking to the left. It's kind of a big flat, low building. They're going to sing and pick. And
they're great.
Yeah, they're more fun.
I'll tell you what, they'll pack them in.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Sunday, May the 1st.
And all the profits go to our mems and to old friends.
Yeah.
And they're really good. Maybe we can get young Arthur to come down and
That'd be fun.
And do a little picking here on the show.
He's good. He's amazing. Okay. You are invited to an open barn barbecue opening of phase one of New Vocations at Mirworth Friday, April 29th, 5:30 to 8:30. Dinner and drinks are $20. Otherwise, you can just show up. Kentucky Derby Trainers Dinner. That's Tuesday, May 3rd. It's $160 if you want to go. Call the KTA.org and they will tell you how to make a reservation. Also, we're at the Thoroughbred Center. It's time to fix the fences. They do the fences and they paint and they'll put them up, or they'll just deliver the stuff. Those are to be thrown away, Ursel.
Okay.
Anyway, anything you need with fencing, posts, planks, whatever, call the training center. You can pick them up or they'll deliver. Rolex is coming. Kentucky three-day event starts next Thursday, April 28th through Sunday, May the 1st. Following that, May 5th through the May 8th is the Intercollegiate Horse Show, and big deal. This is fun. Sunday, May 8th, and Monday, May 9th is cross-country schooling. That means you get to go out, pay, I think it's $35, and you get to ride cross-country at the horse park. It's really, really fun. Sunday, May 22nd is High Hope Steeplechase. So much fun going on day after Preakness. They open up at 11. They have a mounted police flag presentation, ladies, side saddle parade, and flat race. They have 4 sanctioned steeplechase and hurdles. Pony races at 2 o'clock. Parade of hounds, long run hounds, I think, 3 o'clock. Stick horse race, that's a fun one. Ladies side saddle over fences. Woohoo! That is High Hope Steeplechase. Don't miss it. A lot of fun. Back to you.
Already?
Well, you were looking at me funny.
No, I can't help how I look. You married me, didn't you? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, and Tony Leonard collection raised $26,000 off his photos and stuff at Keeneland.
Yeah.
And so that was nice. Old friends gets a portion.
All righty. Okay, now you stuck me with 3 minutes here. I've got to find something to do. Anyway, I'll give you the winners from the Thoroughbred Center that since last week's show, Bobby Ray Rankin took Riding in the Wind up to Belterra. No, not Belterra, Mahoning Valley. And won the $75,000 Howard B. Noonan Stakes. That's pretty good lick. Oh, hi, Brad. But congratulations to Mr. Rankin. Other winners, I think, I don't know if Jim is his father or brother or what, but Jim Rankin. I know the Rankin is a great Bourbon County name, by the way. I know Jim. I've known Jim for quite a while. Boarded some mares down his farm one time, Jackie, when we had a little overflow on our place. Over on, what was it? Not 460. But anyway, the Mahoning Valley, he went to Mahoning Valley with Quiet Elite and won that. Let's see, Eduardo Caramoy went up to Mountaineer. They're running at Mountaineer now. Went up to there and won. Maria Pinzon won a race up at Indiana Downs. Marco Castaneda won a race at Mahoning Valley. And Tommy Short won a race out of Keeneland. That was just earlier this week. Congratulations, Tommy. Tommy's been having a good meeting. Tommy's a nice guy. I'm glad to see him. Glad to see him doing well. Stakes races today, graded stakes races. What is today? The 23rd. It's the Charlestown Classic. The Great Lady M Stakes out in California at Los Alamitos. And the Dixiana Elkhorn Stakes is the feature at Keeneland today. That says Dixiana Elkhorn. Go ahead, Jackie.
The pony race training is in the front field by the gate, not on the track, because running on dirt. I mean, they're running on turf.
Oh, okay.
So that's where it's going to be.
Okay. You just turn into the stable entrance and right there.
And they'll be... Can you imagine all those ponies running around? And that might be fun.
Well, they're playing our song now, so I guess we can sign off. I want to thank Robert. We have Robert today. Robert, thank you. Did a good job down at the studio. Ressie here. And stay tuned for Cameron Mills. He'll be coming up just momentarily. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.